Hello, welcome to Wide Left Sports. Today, I am joined by hockey player Brady Lorenz. How are you doing today, Brady?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, so I want to ask you, you know, what got your love of hockey started and got you really wanting to play and passionate about it?
I honestly have to give almost all the credit to my older brother, Braxton. Ever since I was a youngin', he was on skates, and right when I was able to walk, I was able to go on skates. And he got the passion from a hockey player from Great Falls, or who played in Great Falls, named Patrick Dwyer. And I mean, everything just kind of started from there. Ever since I can remember, it's just something we always did is hockey. Every weekend in the winter time, fall time was hockey.
That's awesome for sure. So you're currently at Northern, where they're kind of toying with getting a hockey team up there. How cool would it be to be able to play collegiately for Northern and play hockey in college?
Oh, it would be amazing. I go to all the college games, even when we don't have a team. You know, I go down to Great Falls, where I'm from, and watch Providence play, or watch them play on, you know, wherever they're live streaming. And they did like a test game up here a few years ago, and there wasn't a place to stand in the building. So I mean, it would be awesome. It would be something that I could tell my grandkids about, being able to play college hockey. And so I'm pretty excited if it were to happen.
That's awesome. So, you know, being from Great Falls myself, you played at Great Falls High. And what was it like to, you know, play those games in high school and, you know, just be able to play for the Bison?
Yeah. So that was awesome. We were in high school, not enough kids. So we kind of combined the high schools, and just being able to play with kids from the other high school, that was, because we kind of put the high school, I guess, rivalry aside, and we're able to come together and play as a team. And my junior and senior year, we were able to take state in the Big Sky Conference, or Big Sky State, which was pretty fun to do with all my buddies. We never were really a top team my entire life. So it was pretty fun to put some hardware in Great Falls. It's been quite a few years since the high school team put any hardware in Great Falls. So it was nice to solidify that. And then we got it done 2 years in a row, which made it feel even better.
That's awesome. So what was it like to play in a championship game? Because, I mean, a lot of people don't get that opportunity, even if they play their whole, you know, high school through high school. So what was it like to play in a championship game?
Yeah, I would have to say it's a weird feeling that I've never really felt before, you know, stomach turning, you don't eat, and you just go out there. And I was pretty fortunate enough to the point where I was able to play as a goalie. I play goalie, and I was lucky enough to play my the two championship games there, as I was like the oldest kid and stuff. And both of them, I played probably the best hockey that I've ever played. So that was very fun. Like I said, it's stomach turning. You have to all rely on each other and not fall apart. Because the moment you fall apart, everything goes downhill from there.
So I know in Billings, we're starting a minor league hockey team, the Billings Blizzard. How neat is it to have in amateur hockey back in Montana? And do you kind of hope that it expands to like maybe Great Falls or Bozeman or other towns like that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I heard that Billings was looking at trying to get a minor league team and get all that handled. So that would be awesome to bring something up here into Montana, as there's nothing really close and us or the neighboring states that has a hockey team or anything like that. We just got Alberta up north, which I enjoy going to, especially up here in Havre. We always go up.
Like what, an hour away?
Yeah. I'm closer to the border than I am my hometown. It's the closest hometown everybody knows here. And Montana. It's Havre. Everybody in Havre says, oh, I'm going to Great Falls this weekend. So yeah, it's kind of cool being closer to the border than your home. But yeah, that would be amazing to get hockey back in, you know, semi-pro, get it back here in Montana.
For sure. For sure. So, excuse me. What was it that drew you, you know, you told me that you were recruited for hockey to Northern. What was it that drew you to Northern?
Kind of just the atmosphere. I knew that the entire school was kind of behind the hockey thing. That was pretty supporting, knowing that. I mean, we'd be a club sport, not school sponsored, because there's weird rules where the schools can't do it and whatnot. And they're, it's a really weird deal when it comes to hockey. but honestly, just the atmosphere, the kids that were up here were all like me, and pretty, cheap tuition. That helps quite a bit. It's really cheap schooling. So, and just pair that with hockey and being able to like hopefully the option to be able to compete against, you know, some really good hockey players and play competitively again is something that I'm looking forward to.
Sure. So you mentioned that it would be a club sport at Northern. Do you think then you would play, like, I know MSU has a club hockey team. I think U of M has a club hockey team. Would you be playing them? Then is
yep. So I'm not sure what we'd be classified as, because MSU has a D2 and a D3 team, but I'm pretty sure we would probably play everybody all over the state. University of Providence, University of Montana, and then Montana State has two teams. And then we would hit all the North Dakota teams, all the Utah teams, play the same people that MSU and U of M play.
Awesome. That would be so cool. I mean, it's kind of neat with club sports, because my brother's a big baseball player. So I know the MSU club baseball plays like Gonzaga and all those big schools like that. It's kind of cool that the club sports allow that to play the big schools.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially us, super small school. And so if we were to tell people, oh, come to the hockey rink tonight, we're playing, you know, Montana State University, everybody will be like, holy buckets, you know, because when it comes to like football, our football doesn't even come close to comparing with MSU's.
Hey, you know what? You guys have a really good coach now, though. So
yeah, everybody gets excited.
I think Northern Lights football is going to be looking up.
I'm
for sure.
So, yeah.
So being a goalie is a kind of nerve-wracking, but really a skillful position. So how did you, one, come about it? And two, how did you hone your craft to be a good goalie?
Yeah, that's a good question. My brother, he was always a good player. He started off as a player. And I honestly can't remember how I came to be a goalie, but what I always hear from everybody is my brother needs someone to shoot on, you know? My brother needed somebody to shoot on. He didn't necessarily need somebody to pass with, because I could do that as well. And so it kind of took the backyard experience. And then I tried it once. And I don't know if my parents were all about it, just because, man, they always heard being goalie is expensive, you know? So I don't think that they were all about it at first, but it just came to be I just was different than everybody else in an aspect of like playing wise. You're right. It takes a different kind of mental and physical strength, I would have to say. All the players on the team are, oh, that looks so easy. That looks so easy. Okay, you guys try it. And then they would try it during practice and they're like, oh yeah, that isn't easy. And so, yeah, it is challenging, but it's a good challenge that I like, honestly.
Awesome. So, you know, a big part of hockey is fights. I mean, even for non-hockey fans, they watch hockey fights. So have you either been in or witnessed any really good fights in your playing days?
Oh, I have never been in a fight as a goalie. That's pretty hard to do. We're up in Flathead for state 1 year, which is, we call them Flathead because that's just what their team's called, kind of the Whitefish Kalispell area.
Okay.
Yeah. And a pretty big scrum happened there. We had players hopping the bench at high school, and everybody asked where a cage or a bubble at high school, just like at the college level. Some fists were thrown. I don't think anybody got hurt. Quite a few game ejections that game. But it's just hard at the high school level to see fights. Same with like the college level, because everybody has to wear cages. But I've definitely witnessed, like, I've watched some pretty gnarly fights in juniors, watching my brother play juniors. There were some pretty gnarly fights that happened then.
That's for sure. So oh, what was I going to ask you? I had a question. Dang it. Well, I guess one thing is, what you mentioned, your brother is somebody that you looked up to, but was there like a NHL player that you tried to model your goalieing after?
Yeah. Ever since a young kid, I've always, my parents like this, or my family is like the San Jose Sharks, and I've always been a Blues fan. So Jake Allen's a big one, just because he was the goalie for the Blues when I was such a young kid. So, yeah, him and just kind of the craftiness of like a Jonathan Quick. They're all so different, but you gotta like them all, kind of deal. Mm-hmm. At least the way I see it.
That's awesome. So the NHL has kind of expanded, and they've gone more west with Vegas and Seattle. How neat is it to see more Western teams get involved now?
Oh, yeah, because if you look at a map of the NHL, you know, you always have your West Coast team, or sorry, your East Coast teams that are stacked on top of each other, and a few in the Central, and then you have your West Coast teams, which are just California, basically. And yeah, that's awesome. I'm super happy that Vegas got a team and Seattle now has a team. It's kind of bringing it more my way. So it's going to make me pretty happy. A little bit closer to go watch games if I wanted to. And yeah, I'm pretty happy that they're bringing hockey in more places, you know, rather than, oh, there's a new team in California now, because there already is a few teams there. So.
Or another team in Canada.
Yep. Yep.
For sure. So I'm not the biggest hockey fan, I have to admit. I have watched a few games now that the Kraken have come about, and I like Seattle sports. So help me out with a couple of the rules. One is icing.
Yep. So icing's where you can't shoot the puck behind the halfway point. You can't shoot the puck past the halfway point and it crossed the goalie, basically. Okay. Because basically in that sense, what you're doing is, oh, I'm tired, so I'm going to shoot it down here. And when I hop the bench, there's going to be new guys coming on. They're going to be in the offensive zone. That just isn't allowed there. So, and then offsides, pretty hard to explain, but I think it's similar. I'm not sure how offsides works in soccer, but I think it's similar. Basically, your teammates can't go in front of you going into the offensive zone is a good way to put it.
Okay, that makes sense. And I think it is similar to soccer, but I'm also not the biggest soccer fan. So
neither. I don't think I've ever watched a single soccer game, but as hockey players, some of them play soccer. And if my memory does me right, I think they say it's similar.
Wow. So, you know, for hockey players, you have to be obviously very good at skating, because you're on thin little skates doing ridiculous moves. So how did you train yourself to be good at skating?
Oh, I think, honestly, when I got on skates, I would get on skates, skate on the ice. And then when I stepped off the ice, I was back to crawling. I mean, that's how long I think I've been skating is just it. I think it's the first thing that I picked up other than walking. So I don't really remember much of the learning curve there. I was kind of lucky and didn't have to learn it when I like remember it, because I was such a young kid, just like walking. So yeah, I don't really remember the learning curve. Some people pick it up really quickly and some people don't. So it's kind of different for everybody on how you learn to play hockey. Some kids come from rollerblading. Some kids have never even done anything but tie their own shoes. So everybody can do it. That's for sure.
That's awesome. So I've watched speed skating for the Olympic trials. Are your guys' skates different than theirs? Because I noticed that their skates are like razor thin that they land on and stuff.
Yeah. Their skates are quite different. Yep. I think that they're more thinner. I think that they're more thin. There you go. And they sharpen them a little bit differently. And they because goalie skates and traditional skates are a little bit different, but if we're just going with traditional hockey skates, the ones that they use in the Olympics are quite a bit longer. Just different. I don't think if I tried on a pair of figure skates, it'd be like me relearning how to skate again. That's how different I think it is.
Wow. So my final question for you is, you got a figure from Rob with Big Sky Customs. So how did you go to like knowing him, and how did that process work for you, and how did it turn out?
So I actually got it for my graduation present. My brother got one for his graduation present too. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. It looked so cool. I was like, wow, I want one of those. And my parents were like, well, you're not going to get one. I was like, oh, okay. And then senior year came around and graduation came, and I got one of those cool figurines, and it was just the detail and the time I can see was put into it is crazy. I know myself super good, have seen my jersey, you know, 300 times. And the fact that he could do it just based off a few pictures was absolutely incredible. It's a skill. I could never do anything like it, but I have to give, yeah, like you say, huge shout out to Rob for that. That's a amazing stuff. And I follow him on Facebook and such, and just the stuff that he does for a bunch of, you know, old basketball or football players, hockey players. I think my brother was possibly the first hockey player he did, and just, yeah, it's incredible what can be done by Rob.
Oh, I know. I mean, he even gets like little logos, tattoos on arms. Perfect. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I'm not sure how he does it, but it is quite amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's so cool that he did that. And I love giving him shout outs because he's helped me out with this. He got me you and countless others. So, well, awesome, man. I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. And thank you for telling me a little bit about your story and, you know, hockey in general. And let's hope Northern gets a team for you up there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all kind of pushing for it. The school's behind it. So maybe we can make some magic happen.
Well, that's awesome, man. Hey, you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.